Blog Talk Radio.
My cat's in the studio.
I'm taking flight.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of The Conversation, Kyle's Conversation. The Conversation, I hope you feel a part of. And if you wonder, it used to be Kyle's Conversation, and it got changed to The Weekly Conversation because I just liked that was better. But then, so I can keep my Blog Talk page and all that stuff all combined and all, you know, I mean, my Blog Talk and my Facebook and stuff to the, all the same, I just switched it back. Oh, Scaramucci calls on GOP to save the party because Trump is ruining the party because they're used to having a free flow and doing whatever the heck they want to, and Trump's cracking down on the whip and saying, yeah, you're going to start doing for the Americans. It's by the people, for the people, not taking advantage of the people. Because you know that since we have lackluster gun laws in Ohio and Indiana, that's why Chicago's so bad. You know what? Why don't we do an experiment? Why don't we make California? It's basically its own country, anyways. Make it its own country. Let it run by socialist laws. Let them have their socialism, and see how long it takes for that place to become a third world nation. That's what they want. Andy Ngo, I guess. Antifa believes it's pushing America towards civil war, and I agree with that. If we can't get people in the White House that support our socialist view, then we need to start a civil war and try to break up the government that way. Well, Trump can just call a national emergency, and then he'll stay president as long as that national emergency is in place. Swing district, a House district, Democrats have been dodging questions on impeachment because they know we're going to impeach Trump, we're going to do it. You know, go ahead. That's what these kids want, but the Democrats know they're done. They don't have anyone anyways, but their 1%, their 0.5% chance of winning is to zero. Elizabeth Warren says Walmart's actions on guns are not nearly enough. Well, I want to thank Dick's and Walmart for helping us support our local gun stores. Ted Cruz has said to Chicago's mayor, hey, we need criminal control, not gun control. Cannabis is at all-time highs and support, and what has to happen to go forward with it, and the thing that we're dealing with at work, and I want to get into that, and also the Midland Odessa shooter, and something you don't know about the Midland Odessa shooter on Saturday in Texas that's going to take all your things about your view on taking away guns. It's going to totally do that. So don't forget, folks, for tuning in to The Conversation, and I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do.
Like and share.
Like and share. Don't forget to like and share. Also, what the heck? Don't forget to like and share, folks. Don't forget, there is a PayPal link if you want to donate, make this conversation better and bigger. I also like, comment, or whatever. I can't tell. If you want to let me know you're out there, because I can't tell who's out there. But remember, Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Think about that as you're going through your day today. And thank you so much for tuning in. I want to get into this really quickly because I'm so I don't know. I don't care what you believe. Do I believe in global warming? No. But do I believe we should recycle and do stuff to help the planet? And then, sure. Common sense. But you can have your cake and eat it too. You can support recycling. You can support those types of things and not be. You can support taking cans and recycling them on glass bottles and having them melted down, preferably making sure they go to a place that actually does that, you know, go to a place where they buy it off of you. That way you know they're going to, of course, they're going to recycle it or do something with it because they gave you money for it. But when you have these liberal elitists, because I'm a vegetarian, I don't eat meat, but my wife loves meat, and I will always cook meat for her, I always support her right to eat meat, I always support that. I'm never going to, these people, you know what, I'm getting an attorney, I'm going to the UN, because you should not be able to cook meat. I see you over there, I see that girl, hon, I see you, I'm a vegan, and I see you cooking that steak. I'm not going to sit there and shove the steak in her face if I ate meat, but if you cook meat and grow meat, I'm not going to be okay, I'm calling the police. Yeah, they're cooking. Yeah, they're growing fish, and I'm offended. You know, but you have these liberals. If you support Trump, if you're in Hollywood, we're going to make sure that you never, Hollywood, hear this out. You should never, ever, ever be allowed to work in Hollywood. Don't ever, I don't know how you can hire him. I don't know how to not hire him. He supports Trump. He should be, find a way to, he has to have done something to where we can take all his money and get him out of Hollywood. He will never be. Okay, you don't own me. You don't tell me, oh, I guess because my wife is a woman, I have to tell her how to vote. Yeah, I don't bleep and think so. My wife is, well, if a woman votes for Trump, it's because her man tells her to. My wife makes up her own decisions. My wife, the fact that I don't eat meat, my wife does, proves right there that she makes up her own mind. See, we're a team. A marriage is not a man telling the woman what to do. They're Muslims. A relationship is a man helping a woman helping a man. Twice in the last 2 days, my wife's had to go do stuff for me and help me out. We're a partnership. I do a lot for her. She does a lot for me. No, but you have people like Scaramucci calling for the GOP. Come on, you have to go after Trump. You have to save the party. Yeah. Okay, Trump wants to actually make you do work. Yeah, go back to the bank. You remember if you ever had like a fast food job and you were like 19 and the boss, I'm going to go take the money to the bank. I'll be back. And then you're like, cool, you'd have no leader there for like 20 minutes and you just have a good old time. You know, and that's what this government's done for so long. Look at how, oh yeah, we're going to fix up Baltimore. We're going to have, how many times have they said they're going to fix up Baltimore? And who did it? An American who was a conservative? Well, that,
the
like,
people.
The people.
The government is supposed to be for.
Yeah. Well, that's because they're trying to make Trump look good, and it's a political agenda. Well, then why didn't you guys as a Democratic Party do it?
Thank you.
Why didn't you make it a political agenda? Look at what we're doing. Look at how we're making. You know, Trump's not really making America great, but we're making America great because look at what we did. Folks, I'm having all kinds of video interruptions. It's this on with Facebook. They're trying to take us down. They're trying to censor us. They're not going to do it.
Is that why it keeps, like, circle buffering online?
Yeah, because okay. I know Terrence has had.
Yeah.
You know, all of them. We all do. That's why I like when I'm on Blog Talk, especially if you have an issue, just go to Blog Talk Radio, folks. You can say, I mean, you have some.
Go to your page, and that's how you find the link.
Yeah. If you go to the.
Can you
the,
put the link down in the.
Yeah, like if you go right below me, that I'm live at 9 o'clock, the link that I share is not the blog. It is a Blog Talk link. It's not the Facebook. I don't have a link that comes up
right.
For the live.
Right.
I just do the live. Live, you know, so if you actually,
right.
if it buffers a lot and I, if, you know, If I get shut down, I get shut down, and I just do the Blog Talk fully. I get tons of people on there, but you get all these people, you know, Trump is damaging America. No, he's not damaging America. He's damaging your party that you've had for so long. Well, he's fixing, now what are we going to run on? Because he's going to fix a lot of things. And, you know, well, we can't sit there and say we're going to put a wall at the border. I cannot tell you how many people have sat there before Trump and said, okay, yeah, this is like the fifth time they've run talking about this. Of course you're gonna have sensible, you know, Trump. It's amazing when there's a video I posted on Kyle's Conversations, and it has this guy that goes around, and, you know, well, Trump has these people in cages and all that stuff, and the guy that's in, well, you know that they were in cages when Barack Obama was president. I love those people who don't really know. They're just on the liberal bandwagon that think, I'm a drone. Liberals tell me what to say, and that is what I say. And I don't, okay, I'm supposed to chant this. I don't know what it means. What the heck, you know? Might as well be a foreign language to them. And then when you show them, well, here's Barack Obama saying he's going to send these people back. He's going to send what? He's going to do, yeah. Obama's going to send them back. You know, there's a little thing called, if you cross the border illegally, you're illegal. What part of that means legal? What part of that? No. Because you crap on everyone who came here legally and went through the right processes. Like I was talking about earlier in my little pre-thing. Make California its own country. Let them run on democratic, socialist, economic policies and see how long. I give it 5 years, and that place would be like Venezuela. I don't know if I'll shop at Walmart anymore. They have the right to legally, if it's considered a public place, as long as there is no, it's not like a private entity. If it's considered a public place, like I carry guns in a. And I have in a movie theater. If you're to sit there and not go to a place, okay, if there's no guns allowed, if they don't allow guns, you know, if they don't allow guns, you know, if you're not going to go where they don't allow guns, you would never see a movie. All movie theaters don't. And it's like, why would you not want to have someone that knows what they're doing, that practices to protect? Why would you not want that? You know, like Alyssa Milano was like, oh, we're going to have a debate on guns. And then I'm like, okay, I want to see this. I want to, okay, well, if you're against the Second Amendment right, then I think we need to have a registry that if you're against the Second Amendment, then you put your name on that list. And what that list is going to consist of is if your name's on that list, anybody law-abiding or military that owns a gun will not protect you because you don't believe in guns. So if you don't believe in the Second Amendment, then it'll tell police that we will not protect you. If you're getting shot at, we will not protect you because if a law-abiding citizen who practices and shoots his gun just as much as a police officer in some cases and stays up to date and goes to the shooting range all the time, if a very well-trained, law-abiding citizen, you don't want him to carry a gun, if I'm going to be a burden and I'm going to make it bad for people, why would you... Don't come calling to the cops because, you know, have like a no call list. Yeah, you can't go help her. Sorry, ma'am, but you don't support the Second Amendment and our officers carry guns, so we're not gonna be able to come and help you. Good luck. Bye. I mean, seriously. I mean, I don't know if anyone heard about this one, but the Midland-Odessa shooting that happened. Law enforcement believes that the gun used in Saturday's Midland Odessa shooting was a ghost gun. If you don't know what ghost guns are, they're usually made in like third world countries. And you put a, I don't know, like a Walther PB-8, or you take a, like a, any gun, like a Colt 45, whatever. I'm just using those as examples. They manufacture them there with fake serial numbers and everything. And when they come over here, if they're used, they're a ghost gun. They can't be traced. It's not real. It's an illegal gun made in usually a third world country brought over here and sold in Lubbock, Texas. It's not a gun from a gun store. It's not like the guy went to Walmart and bought it. You can't. It's an illegal gun. That's what we deem in the business a ghost gun. But, you know, guns are the issue. You know, because I have people that are saying that, you know, because we have lackluster laws in Indiana and Ohio, that's what's causing all the problem. No, you want to know what the problem is? The problem isn't guns. Remember that old Sears Roebuck picture where I had like a family and they're all holding guns and right? They're all holding like old like rifles and stuff? Liberals today would lose their mind.
Have you talked about the NRA being the next terrorist organization?
Yeah, domestic terrorist organization.
Oh, answer me this question. Okay, San Francisco, who has human waste problem, homeless problem, needles on the street problem, ran by Democrats. That's to me is a problem, but here nor there. Have the time to, instead of fix those problems, let's pick on the NRA, one of the oldest institutions there is, and is the exact opposite.
Yeah.
They protect us from domestic terrorism. Someone coming in our door, you can go get your gun and take care of business, but I call 911.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I just don't know, where did they find the time? When they can't solve those problems, but they're
because that's not
the DNC needs to be labeled as a domestic terror.
Because that's not an issue to them. That's not going. They don't care. They will turn into Venezuela, all the while blaming Trump.
That's what they want.
That's what they want. But you know,
as long as they're the top people getting the money and can still be okay, they don't care about us.
Yeah, as long as Nancy Pelosi has her millions.
Work our butts off every day, while some of us are in excruciating pain from our issues. But we have to go work our butts off, but they can sit there. I don't know how, when you make as much money as they're supposed to make, come out, be a rich politician, and be millionaires.
Oh, I know.
And not, quote unquote, be crooked. Really?
Chicago's mayor got an earful from Ted Cruz. He goes, we don't need gun control, we need criminal control. And what we need is, okay, you know why a lot of guys join gangs? The number one reason why, because a lot of these black communities, there's not a mom, a dad.
In the Spanish community and in the white.
Yeah, they don't have there's no mom and dad. And they look for camaraderie in their in that brotherhood. You know, they look for a dad in that gang. They don't have a dad. They look for a dad in that gang. And that's a big issue. Thank you for bearing with me, because I don't know what's going on. We're buffering a lot, but Ted Cruz is so right, because we have, okay, I own a gun. Why haven't I killed anybody? I wonder why. I wonder who. Oh, yeah, I haven't killed anybody. I wonder why. Maybe it's because I'm a law-abiding citizen that prays to God that I never have to confront someone and shoot somebody. Rubber Ducky, you're the one that makes range time so much fun. You know, screw putting in those clay ducks, man. Put in a rubber ducky. Don't really fly out of those clay duck shooters. That's what you need to do is get someone to build like a shooter for like a, maybe if you get like one of those like slingshots, you know, and put a rubber ducky, see if it'd work, you know, and shoot them. Pull. You know, that's what it is, you know. It's learning. It's, you know, it's a responsibility to own a gun. But we're gonna ban them because Walmart, you know, they didn't do enough. No, they didn't. Walmart, I can't believe it. They didn't. There's never gonna be enough. There's never enough laws. You know, we have a opioid epidemic. We have a heroin opioid epidemic. Wait a minute here. You know, where's the talk about banning? I don't know if you know this, but we lost a lot of great Americans during the Boston bombing. And what was it? It was pressure cookers that were used. Not a gun. You're quick to jump to the gun when a guy uses it, even though 9 times out of 10 it's a Democrat, or it's black-on-black crime, or it's a ghost gun. And guess what? Well, you know, they're using falsified information. You know, Chicago is so bad, like the broke party. Like broken homes? Yes, we can. All this stuff. It's just one of those things that we do and what we deal with, you know, because it's not a gun issue. Because if it was, then how many trillions of bullets that are there? How many guns are there? Where's the violence? Where's the violence? There's not. In these inner cities, there is. There's no father figures. There's no, you know, there's, you know, you take God out of the community, God out of the homes, God out of everything, and you can't discipline, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, you have these, what do I call them? They're like the libertines. They want impeachment. I got to take care of something real quick. I want to see if I can figure out what's going on here. So okay. My wife's going to take over for about 4 minutes. Thank you.
You're welcome, babe. All right, folks. Trying to realize where he was going from. I'm just beyond sick. Why? What my big thing is, and please comment and tell me, what can we do to get it? Can we get food to the Democrats? Can we, my big thing is, I think there's a civil war coming. Tell me why not. You have Democrats, Hollywood wanting to blacklist. Tell me if this doesn't sound like World War II coming up, which is supposed to be the great, have you heard that, global warming is going to, beating global warming is going to be better than winning the World War II. Okay, but tell me this. We have Hollywood people wanting to blacklist people. We have where if you're a Republican, you get accosted at restaurants or gas stations, wherever you might be, if you're supporting our president, who we elected, mind you, which we did not act like that with Obama. Didn't like him, would voice my opinion, I could be critical of him. You tell me why you like him, we have this dialogue. I don't go ape crap crazy on you and wanting to beat your head in. So, we have Hollywood doing that. Then, I mean, they're wanting to take our guns from us. Isn't that what Germany did? They took their guns, right? Then they started this in, and they said, which one was it? I think it was Harris, who said, if she gets elected president, or when Trump is done, she's coming from us. So if that doesn't sound like another war coming, what does? I'm just throwing that out there.
That's why I like the fact that there are people that say that you need to keep what Trump's doing alive, even if he's gone in
years. And I think we have some people like his son, like Pence, and there's a few others coming up that I'm falling in love with, like Trump, that maybe, because Trump has seen, this is why they, even never Trumpers don't like him, is he's shown them how useless Washington is. Like Baltimore, like you're was it Baltimore or Boston? It was Baltimore, yeah. We did that. Not us, personally. We couldn't go there. We had to work. But the people did that, not the government. The people need to start doing more and really put the government out of business. If we stood up and did more, we could put the government flat out of business. I think that needs to happen.
Yeah.
All right, babe, got it fixed, hopefully?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much. We'll see if we can get it going.
And I hope I didn't bore anything like that.
Oh, no. But seriously, that's the, why isn't anyone, instead of it's a political agenda, why aren't they saying, you know, like very few people are saying, hey, look at what the people are doing, not the government. You know, what would happen if said, hey, you know, look at what we did as a people. And we need to stand up more. People need to come in and clean up Chicago. What are you doing? Look at like I was saying earlier, like the broke party. Broken homes, yes we can. Unemployment, yes we can. Man, ain't no Tea Party white Republican within 50 miles of this place. You can't blame it on them. But that's all we hear in the news is everything's a Republican's problem. Everything. The border's not a Republican's problem. Oh, yeah, it is. You know, they got to flip-flop and whatever. That's what they do. That's what this world is. These kids, man. That's the best thing you can do is if you have young kids that are like huge no-Trumpers, show them all these, say, why do you think he's racist? And I guarantee you, you can look up a video from Obama saying the same thing. Or Nancy Pelosi or Pocahontas or any one of these. Now, we're having all kinds of, you know, mind the Jamal, me and a bunch of us, at least on Facebook, it's being delayed. I don't get it. I can't figure it out. Who knows? And even when he does, he'll start it and restart it, and it doesn't really help. So, but thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you. But you have these libertines that pushing, we got to impeach Trump, we got to impeach Trump, we got to impeach Trump. That's what we got to do, we got to impeach Trump. And the liberals know that's why they're backing off when they're being forced. That's what when you have Representative Elise Stokin, a Democrat from Michigan, when they were asking her questions about this, she was not answering them because they know if they go after to impeach Trump, it's over. They have
you got stupid people like AOC and them who don't realize that.
Yeah.
They can't tell Pelosi and them can't tell them that.
Yeah, but you have these kids keep asking and stuff this, and there's some people in Congress that are asking, and you can't, and they don't realize that, well, they have a 1% chance right now, and that being said, that's a 1% chance. And if they try to impeach with nothing, it's not, but I think some of these libertines think that, well, we got to impeach Trump so we can get Hillary in there. Nope, because actually, I don't know if you ever heard this story, but, you know, get Trump out of the White House, Mike Pence becomes president, he can choose his first in command underneath him. And he can pick, I don't know, Trump, and then he resigns, and Trump gets in, and the circle goes round and round. But, hey, it's just one of those things. Don't forget, got about, let me see here. Got about 28 minutes or so left in the program. Don't forget to like and share. I do have PayPal if you want to help out. Donate to the program. Get it going. Get it bigger. Prayers are always welcome, you know. So, hey. You know, I did make a promise to someone one time that, hey, if they ever legalize some cannabis in Michigan, I'd be there. And I may have to own up to that. I might do that someday. Who knows? I mean, and that's the thing that's going to happen, because I'm going to get into that really quickly, because, you know, there's the overwhelming majority of people in this country want it legal. And we're actually, I work for an organization that is based in Illinois. And it is now legal there. And how do they handle that in terms of, okay, you can legally smoke it. What if you, if at night I want to light up, I can. But guess what? I can smoke at night twice. And guess what? I'll go for my drug test and I'll fail it a week later. I didn't smoke. How do we handle that? Because if I fail a piss test, how do you know that I'm not using it medically? And if I'm using it for a medical purpose, how do you not, you know, oh, well, you can use all these other drugs, but cannabis, no. Okay, I see that. But no, I don't see that. Because if you want to use medical cannabis, feel free. But if you want to use anything else, no, you can use anything else. But, you know, well, you got to treat cannabis as a medicine. It's a plant, but it's a medicine. Even if at the end of the day, like, I just want to chill and relax, I'm exhausted, I want to unwind. It's medical. You're using it as a relaxer. You know, I hate it all. That's one thing I did hate. And sometimes me and my wife will go back and forth about things. We'll kind of like be sarcastic, like, oh, you're live. And there's times where it gets to the point like we're okay. I love it, but there's some of like, really, like, I just want to jokingly scream, because it's like, okay, right now I don't need it, but I love it, though, and I wouldn't have it any other way. But I hate it when High Times had, like, this is what I forgot to do yesterday, man. Instead of, hey, look at what I accomplished. You know, I wish I would have had back in the day, like, I smoked pot, and this is what I accomplished. This is how successful I was. This is, you know, not this, you know, because I smoke weed, you know, so I'm just kind of like, you know, and they say, you smoke, well, no. Hey, ignorant. I've known so many people in my life that don't know what is 2 plus 2. 2 plus. Let me see here. 2 plus 2. 2 plus 2 plus 2 5. Okay, you give them a joint. They smoke the joint. Okay, well, actually, if you take the cosine of the tangent 34 by the relative gravel pull of 2.648 for the diameter of 36, you're going to come up with a 4.9% pull on the Earth from an object trying to take off. Yeah, that's the equation for figuring out how much speed and stuff you have to have for a rocket to go, you know, but when they're not high, they can't tell you 2 plus 2 equals 4. You know? But, and that's one thing where, like, how do you deal with that, okay? How do you deal with the fact that, okay, well, yeah, I smoke on my own time. I'm not at work. I'm not, like, going to work. You know, because I'm recreationally using it. Well, and they're having to tackle that ethical issue, because it's not like, okay, yeah, you drink a beer and you can tell when you drink it, pretty much. You can smoke weed and it can show up in a piss test 5 days, 10 days later. That being said, there's, you know, they're having that all over, even in Michigan, when that Walmart employee was employee of the year, using it for a medical purpose, on a medical program, and they fired him because he failed, you know, and it's sad. It's sad. But that's how this world is. That's how this world is, folks. It's one of those things that we have to deal with. Getting past the stigma that, hey, guess what? You got to treat it like, okay, if you take Neurontin for the first time, or you take Requip. I went pretty far in Requip because it's like it's for a restless leg. That it might help with my myopathy and my spasms and all this. You take like this dose. I got up to about like the third dose, and it is hard to take. Very few people, you know, Lyrica. You know, before you drive a vehicle, know how Lyrica affects you. Know how this medication affects you. You know, that's what you do at night. Okay, let me take one of these edibles or this butter, or let me take some medicine, but. Let me smoke this and see how it affects me. And then, okay, well, no way I can work on that. No way. Dude, that would tranquilize a Tyrannosaurus Rex. You could put that in water and give it to every animal on the planet and it'll collapse. Yeah, you know. If I, you know, okay, I need to, let me, what can I function on? What works best for me? Let's try this good CBD. And there you go. And that's what you have to do. You know, there's 800 some hybrids. There are indicas that act as sativas, sativas that act as indicas. That's why there's times where I know when I get one that's probably a sativa, it's probably a hybrid because, like, okay, you know, because indica, if you want to look at it like this way, indica, in the couch, indicas usually make you like the, you know, where sativas are like an energetic get you going. Sativa, like, start and indica in the couch, you know, and if there's such, so many people are just like, just legalize it or get it over there. But then you have these people that, oh, it'll never be legalized. It is the most, I've been to Colorado. I light up all the time. Yeah, I bring back edibles. Remember, folks, Before the Cuban embargo, Kennedy had them, yeah, you go get me like 10 boxes of cigars. Yeah. Let's get them. I want them up here. I want to make sure I got them before the embargo. You know, and that's how I go to Colorado. I wouldn't doubt it if he brings back all kinds of edibles and stuff. And Governor Holcomb's probably in the Indiana governorship house going, yeah. Man, I took like 5 of these gummies, man. I'm feeling good. I'm the governor. But, oh, how dare you use it? How dare you get benefits from it? Because they don't care. No, because if you truly cared about violence, then you'd be trying to ban pressure cookers because they kill people. I want to hear Elizabeth Warren respond to all those people affected by the Boston bombing. Because they were not killed by a gun. But she didn't want to ban that weapon. You know? The fact that they don't want to legalize cannabis is just further proof in my mind that there's no such, they don't want, sorry folks, but the pharmaceutical industry will lose billions of dollars and they will spend, just like the tobacco industry, they will spend as much money as they have to ensure that their product gets out there. Whatever it takes. We're going to do a smear campaign. Yeah, I know we brewed the tobacco and into a liquid and poured it over rats' backs in the 50s and it turned into tumors in 63. And they knew it was that there was, we're in the business of selling nicotine and addictive drugs. Right there. No, but we can't get that out. You know, they kept covering up. Yeah, when a rat comes in the morning, hits the button to get a bunch of nicotine, and every hour, just like a smoker, hits that button and gets a hit of nicotine. Hits that button at the end of the day, just like a smoker, they hit that button like 5 or 6 times, get tons of nicotine, and go to sleep. And it mimics what a human did. Oh, but we can't, you know, we got to spend billions. That's why alcohol and tobacco industry spends billions of dollars. Drugs are bad. What do you think the pharmaceutical company fights? They don't want to have cannabis legalized. Because there are people that can get rid of 5 or 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 prescriptions with one thing. And just like a pharmaceutical, hey, there's over 800 hybrids, all kinds of strains. That means you could literally smoke a different type every day. And they're probably constantly coming out with new ones. Yeah, it keeps coming up interrupting. I don't know what's going on, folks.
It's like, I can't hardly keep up with you because it stops.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what the heck's going on.
So I don't think anybody's watching because of that. So I don't know how many views you're going to have.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
People
mine is your mall.
Lots of people have tried. I've seen lots of people, you know.
Yeah. And like, when I watch Mind Your Mall, he's had problems on YouTube, and then when he gets it fixed, Facebook goes, and Facebook is, it goes back and forth. So it's,
yeah.
You know, but they're all like Twitter, Facebook, YouTube,
right.
They're all.
And then you got Rascal back here attacking my
face. But it's just one of those things, you know, I mean, because. It's just one of those things that, you know, people try to censor. It's just like they try to cover up the fact that tobacco is bad. You know, I believe if you really looked into it, there's tons of evidence to prove how good cannabis is, that they've known about the benefits for years. Remember, it was Robert Randall in 76 that found out that, hey, they were showing that cannabis actually does wonders for glaucoma. Hmm. 76, they knew that, you know. scientists are, you know, and then they'll try to bring all this stuff like it shrinks tumors. And they'll slowly try to bring this stuff out like it's something new when they've probably known about it for years. There's a plane that's going to be flying. It's going to run on hemp biodiesel, and it's going to be made completely of hemp plastic. And hemp plastic is so durable. If you had a car made out of it, it's stronger than steel. And I think cannabis, they're going to have to relearn stuff about it, because the first mile ways were made from hemp and all this stuff, and until they lumped it together with everything. So, you know, it's going to be interesting just to see moving forward. But I think there's just so much going on in this world that they're having a hard time. You know, it's like they can't keep covering up the fact that Trump is doing a bad job, because he's not. And there was, I guess, I don't watch late night TV anymore. I don't watch the liberal late night, but I guess Stephen Colbert grills Joe Biden over his like, are you like losing it? Are you going nuts? Is this, you know? And he's asking a legitimate question. You know, like when if Hillary Clinton, I wish there was someone would have legitimately asked that question. Like, are you sick? Not mentally, well, I think she is, but, you know, like, are you having issues? Is it just, are you having problems? You know, is it one of those things where, hey, you're just got, like, a severe sinus infection and it ain't going away, and, you know, you're on your fifth antibiotic and you need to really sit down and not do anything for, like, 2 weeks but you can't because, you know. But, you know, I mean, there are some new polls out that has Elizabeth Warren surging over Kamala Harris and all this crap. And, you know, Kamala Harris nosedives and all this crap. And I think they want to try to get, I think they really want to try to push a woman so they can, well, if you don't support, Elizabeth Warren, you know, then you're sexist. And if you're not supporting Elizabeth Warren and you're a woman, then you're being told by your man what to do. Because your man is the one that tells you, because a woman can't think for herself. So then who, if you can't, if women can't think for themselves, Elizabeth Warren, then who's telling you what to say? Even Meghan McCain says that there'll be violence if the government takes AR-15s. Well, you think about it. They had a ban on those for a while. And the stipulation on that ban of that gun was you have to be able to prove that violence went down when you got rid of it. If not, that's why the ban stopped. That's why they canceled it. Because when the facts, statistics, whatever you want to call them, came out that it didn't make the situation better. They ended the program. Of course, if it helped the problem and solve it, guess what? They'd have kept it going, wouldn't they? I'm sure they would have. They would have kept it going. But hey, it didn't help, so. Don't forget to like and share. Don't forget to comment down there. We've been having interruptions all night. Mind you, Jamal has them all the time. I don't know what's going on. I'm sure if it was anti-Trump, I'd be having a clear stream. But I do. If you want to donate, I got a PayPal link below. Also, prayers are always welcome, you know. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Kyle's Conversation, a conversation I hope you feel a part of, and apologize for these wonderful live streams that I don't have really any control over, because it's, even when my Jamal disconnects and reconnects sometimes, it, you know, and then some people, he's had it where people are saying, yeah, they're having rebooting all the time, and I'm not. And, you know, so it varies too. But it's going to be interesting as I want to move on because, you know, we're Manchester United and I want to get into some Premier League because I'm sure a lot of people overseas have been waiting for this and stuff. And, you know, and it's when I look at the club, it's an uphill battle from no matter who it is. You know, 2011, Ryan Giggsy, talked about how Liverpool is going through every couple of years the same crap, a new manager, nothing changing, you know, and I see, and what he talked about with what's going on at Liverpool, who knew that, and when Alex Ferguson left, that stuff would come here, and, you know, and it's, who do you blame for what's going on at United? And everybody is to blame. Okay, you have owners. Why aren't they spending money? Why don't we have a director of football? Why isn't Ed Woodward getting rid of players and bringing in players? You know, why are these players, why isn't De Gea signing another contract? Why have, you know, if Paul Pogba wants to leave, why isn't he gone? Why aren't we getting rid of him? If he has adamantly, he's been polite and say, I want to leave. I want to go somewhere else. I want to contend for titles. I want to be in the Champions League. I want to be a league contender. I want to do stuff. Why aren't they, you know, why isn't that? That, I don't, I, what I like, Pogba's been too inconsistent. If we had the right people around him, he would be dominant, but we don't have that. It's not one player. You can't blame Solskjaer. I always look at it like this. Solskjaer's got the job. Give him the players he wants, as many as you can, and get rid of, if he gives you a list of players he wants gone and a list of players he wants, get as many of those as you can, and if he tanks and it doesn't work out, well, hey, we gave you, you wanted, here's 10 players that you were 10 players. We got you five. Got you five players. And we got rid of six. And we bumped up your midfield. We got your CDM. We got your center defensive midfielder. We got your right winger. Another left winger. We gave you. And, you know, we got rid of who we could, your top. I'm okay. I want these people gone. Anyone after this, if you get rid of them, it's fine. If not, I can work with them. But it's not. You know? And until some major stuff happens at the club, it's going to be a same old, same old. They're going to sit there, always not going to do that great, and they're going to, you know, they're going to spend mediocre money. They're not going to really get anyone out. You know, at least we're seeing the right type of player come in. We're seeing the right type of player leave. You know? Pardon me. But it's moving forward. We've got a lot of work ahead. I mean, even if it's a... And you wonder, who would want to tackle that job? Unless they come in saying, okay, this is what I want to have guaranteed. If you're not going to spend $300 million... If you're going to spend as much as Newcastle United, then, you know, when you have clubs that have great players and they continue to buy and continue to grow and, you know, that's how United used to be, okay? We had a great team and they're adding talent to it. In case he gets injured, he can come in. In a couple of years, he's going to be dominant. He's going to... You know, and they constantly kept doing that. I'm just getting frustrated every time I turn around. I see the thing showing that it's rebooting and re-this and, you know, but it's just one of those things that just frustrates me. Because it's like, you know, why don't we have a director of football? Why don't we have someone that can go out and scout on a regular basis? Why can't we? That's what I want to know that. I want to know why we can't scout. Why we don't have a director. I mean, that is the first and foremost. You know, when you have players that definitely want to come to Manchester United, why aren't they coming? They're like, please, I want to come. And they're unsuccessful. I mean, I think these owners are trying to ride the cat's tail of Alex Ferguson. He's gone. Yes, he was one of the greatest managers in the history of sports. The greatest captain was Roy Keane. I remember a story where him and Nostroy were in the locker room, and Nostroy was getting an earful from Roy Keane because he said that he didn't think he played his heart out enough. He didn't do enough. He needed to be harder, and Nostroy never, ever gave anything but 1,000,000%, and he didn't back down. It's a great story. I wish there was a camera. That would have been the greatest footage to see my favorite Manchester United player, Ruud van Nistelrooy, and Roy Keane go at it. Because I respected Roy Keane, because he was a captain, and I don't think pardon me, we don't have a leader at United. Pardon me, we don't have a leader, and that's something that we need. We need leadership. We need someone to say, hey, I'm going to step up, you're going to follow my lead, and we're going to go forward. I'm not going to be perfect. No one is. But we're going to – and we don't have that. We don't have someone that's going 100 miles an hour, so it's going to be interesting to see. And you can't and we're not all the out. We're just frustrated because we feel like we're going in a never-ending circle. And it's like, okay, well, we're just going to keep trying something we know that doesn't work. Just because it has to eventually work. You know, just like these liberals say, oh, we're going to stop gun violence by banning guns, even though there are ghost guns getting out there and all kinds of other stuff. You know what I mean? We got to eventually try something else, like maybe get a director of football in there. Maybe get some money spent in the club. It's just frustrating because as a fan, you feel like, okay, this thing's falling apart, but no one wants to fix it. Oh, well, always sucks. Well, if you don't give them hardly anything, when you give them a mediocre budget, okay, because Daniel James is really, in my opinion, in maybe next year, you know, he'll play a couple games this year, but he's going to work and improve. And he's a player for like a year from now, 2 years from now, that's going to dominate. But right now, you know, just like Alex Ferguson always did and a lot of other managers do. This is my top team. Got about 90 seconds left. This is my top team. But these are my other players that I have that when if he gets injured, he's going in. He's getting game time. You know, he's going to be cycled in and out and learn. And as he learns, you know, he's someone that in 3 years, he's going to be first team dominant like these guys are. And maybe sooner if need be. I got about 60 seconds left in the program, and thank you so much for tuning in. And I apologize with this interrupted streaming. I don't know what the heck's going on. Blame Facebook. You know, they hate anyone that supports this flag right here. This man, you know. I just can't wait till we have a socialist authoritarian government that runs everything about what they want. Because, you know, they think it's great on paper, but wait till they become in it and the government tells them what to do and how to be. So thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And don't forget, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.